You wake as the last of your magic fades, and the horse you summoned disappears into a cloud of ash and glittering smoke. A massive estate looms on the horizon, its large windows catching and reflecting the morning light. The Lady Luzon wakes and gives you a small kiss before the manor servants descend on your carriage in a frenzy. You're treated as a special guest and brought to a luxurious bedroom with a hot bath waiting for you. A tray of fine cucumber sandwiches and hot tea is left out for you afterwards, and your robes have been cleaned and pressed. The luxury around you feels welcome, but it's very different than what you're accustomed to. Soon, after you eat, there's a knock on your door, and Lady Luzon lets herself in. There you are. Oh, you look so clean. A bath is my favorite thing after traveling. I'm so glad you stuck around to have one. It was a bit of a bribe to keep you here. I know you'll have to go soon to get your revenge. But will you spend one more night with me here? To rest in a proper bed before you go? Oh, you will! I'm so glad. I just wanted to thank you properly and tell you how much meeting you meant to me. It's a bit unusual, isn't it? A noble woman and a warlock on the road together. We sound like characters in a story. I never really told you why you found me out in the woods alone. Here, I'm going to get cozy next to you on the couch. Move aside, my warlock. You have to make room for me. My parents died a few weeks ago. They both got very sick, and they passed, one right after the other. I called a necromancer to raise them, naturally. I'm sure you can see that we could afford that. And when the necromancer arrived, they performed the rites to raise them, and then I was told that my parents had no wish to be brought back. I was devastated, and I still am, if I'm being honest. I never imagined having to go on without them. And I'm so hurt that wherever they are, it's apparently better than being together as a family. Excuse me. I was very upset. I was reckless, and I took the carriage when I got the news. I just felt so stifled. Like I had to get away or I was going to explode. But that's what made meeting you so strange. I thought you were a hallucination brought on by my grief. Or maybe that I died and you were there to bring me to the afterlife as well. You think that's silly? Well, like I said, I was going out of my mind. And you're very striking. You can hardly blame me for thinking you were something from another world. You have no idea what a relief it is to see you here in my house and see that my servants also see you. Listen, my warlock. The point I'm trying to get at is that I have never been more appreciative to be alive. I don't know what happens when we pass, but I don't want to have any regrets when I do. So, forgive my boldness, but I've fallen quite in love with you. Hush now, my warlock. This is my moment. Allow me to pour my heart out and embrace you. I wish I had more to offer you than a comfortable life and some coins in the bank. I've been thinking the whole carriage ride about it. About how I might try to court you. And it's been hard and upsetting. I haven't known you for long, but I know you're not swayed by the material. It just doesn't seem to be something you value. You're the kind of person who values power. It's heartbreaking to admit this to you, but I'm not a very powerful person. Truth be told, I'm envious of your stoicism. You always seem in control, and I'm really in awe of you. And it's no fair. Why couldn't you be any other person? You know, I turn quite a few heads. People think I'm cute, and I'm a noble. It's so unfair. I can see it all now. You're gonna fall in love with some dark necromancer who can give you spellbooks made out of magical baby leather or something. And she'll have green eyes and she'll never force you to have tea parties with stuffy nobles. Ugh, I'm getting mad just thinking about it. Excuse me, I'm going to give you a hug at least. I couldn't let you leave without telling you how I feel. Ah, you still smell good. You're still holding me. My warlock. You're still holding me. Why is that? You like me too? Really? Oh, you have to mean what you say. You can't toy with me like this. Are you serious? A powerful warlock like you wouldn't mind being in a relationship with some boring noble like me. Oh, I never imagined. We're gonna be great together. It's unconventional, but you know I'll be safe here while you're off on your adventures. Oh, and I'm going to have a stall put in the stables for any spooky horses that you summon. Hug me tighter. This is wonderful. I'm so happy I can't quite believe it. Why don't you look through the armory before you go on your revenge? And when you come home, we'll have a feast together to celebrate. My wonderful warlock, just you wait. We're going to be perfect together. I can tell. You and Lady Luzon enjoy a comfortable life together. She endures your long periods away while you go off on adventures. And you endure the glances that you get from the nobility at dinner parties. It's a strange romance that becomes the talk of the town. But the two of you are far too in love to be bothered by any gossip. Thank you so much for being my patron. It's always a delight to put these stories together for you. Your support means the world to me, and I really hope you enjoyed this romantic adventure. Take care.